Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast, your go-to source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development. We hope you tune in often for all things people management, organizational development and change, organizational leadership, and social impact related. Maximize your personal and organizational potential with Human Capital Innovations Podcast. Welcome to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. In this HBR Minute HCI podcast episode, I explore the recent HBR video, The Explainer, what it takes to be a great leader. Welcome back to the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I'm happy to be with you again today as I explore the recent HBR video, The Explainer, what it takes to be a great leader. Level 5 leadership is about combining fierce resolve with personal humility. Level 5 refers to the highest level in a hierarchy of executive capabilities. Leaders at the other 4 levels in the hierarchy can produce high degrees of success, but not enough to elevate companies from mediocrity to sustained excellence. Level 5 leaders blend extreme personal humility with intense professional will. And while level 5 leadership is not the only requirement for transforming a good company into a great one, other factors include getting the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus, and creating a culture of discipline. Research shows that it's absolutely essential. Good to great transformations don't happen without level 5 leaders at the helm. They just don't. Thanks for joining me today for this HBR Minute episode, and I'll catch you on the flip side of this first clip.
What makes some companies go from good to great? Jim Collins and his research team examined 30 years of data from over 1,000 companies and identified factors that contributed to outsized market performance, including one they termed Level 5 leadership. Leadership ability ranges from highly capable individuals at level 1 to contributing team members, competent managers, effective leaders, and finally the 5th and final level, effective executives.
I like this simple typology of leadership. And ultimately, you know, we could quibble about the labels and we can quibble about the levels. And I'm not one to be dogmatic about typologies and strictly applying them to everyone in every situation. But they are useful tools as we try to better understand the differences and the capabilities and capacities of leaders. So I think it's a useful approach. And I like this approach to level 5 leadership. I do believe that having the combination of humility with a strong will and drive towards success orientation, that's a unique combination that's not very common. And it's vitally important to impact transformative organizations. So if we really want to help our organization to become a sustainable leader in our marketplace, then we need to foster an environment where level 5 leaders can be rewarded and thrive. Unfortunately, many organizations don't have healthy environments, and in fact, level 5 leaders often aren't able to even rise to the level of responsibility that would allow them to help transform their organizations because sometimes they're seen as weak or sometimes they're seen as disruptive and that's not seen as valuable. So we need to be confident enough and secure enough in ourselves as leaders and as an organization to allow for that kind of an approach to leadership, because that's truly what's going to help transform our organization.
Being a full-fledged level 5 leader requires the capabilities of all the lower levels, such as the level 4 ability to both improve company performance and paint a clear and compelling vision. But level 5 leaders have something special that separates them from the rest, namely the rare combination of fierce resolve and personal humility. When faced with setbacks, they look in the mirror, blaming themselves for underperformance, never external factors or bad luck. When their companies succeed, however, the mirror turns into a window and they give credit to others. The funny thing is, this does not reflect reality. According to the research, the Level 5 leaders were responsible for their company's success, but they would never admit it. In fact, although they're very ambitious, Level 5 leaders rarely talk about themselves. Instead, they channel their ambition into something bigger than personal achievement.
I like this idea of holding up the mirror and then looking out the window. Level 5 leaders, with that combination of humility and resolve, they take personal responsibility for the performance of their team. And they don't make excuses. I think this is very important. They don't throw their people under the bus either. And that's often what you'll see in lower level leaders or insecure leaders or leaders who are ego driven and just trying to make themselves look good. They'll try to do anything they can to save face. And if that means throwing one of their team members under the bus, they'll be happy and willing to do it. The level five leaders are those that truly recognize their role in leading their team. And while obviously we can't control everything, we do get to take responsibility. And as has been famously said, the buck stops with us as the leader. That is an interesting thing in this day and age, where so many leaders don't seem to want to take personal responsibility for almost anything, which is one more reason why this is such a unique type of leadership and is something to be highly valued and something we need to cultivate within our people. I'm excited to announce the publication of my new book from HCI Press, Bluer Than Indigo Leadership, The Journey of Becoming a Truly Remarkable Leader. Early in my adult life, I learned about an Asian proverb that translates as bluer than indigo. If you think about the color indigo, it is a brilliant, deep, and vibrant blue. What some would call the bluest of blues. To have something that is bluer than indigo is rare and truly remarkable. Contrary to popular myth, there is no one-size-fits-all or cookie-cutter approach to effective leadership. There's no silver bullet, no secret sauce, no go-to model that will solve all of our problems. The truth is, great leaders have all had their unique strengths and flaws, and have all had to discover and then pave their own distinctive path in their life's journey to fulfill their leadership potential. Bluer Than Indigo Leadership will help you discover your own path and explore those ordinary, everyday actions that will help you respond to an uncertain future and produce extraordinary results for individuals, teams, and organizations.
To grasp this concept, consider U.S. President Abraham Lincoln, a reserved, even shy leader who nonetheless held the country together during the Civil War. Despite monumental losses on both sides, his resolute determination to unify the country resulted in the reunited nation becoming a world power. It might be a stretch to compare a great CEO to a president like Lincoln, but the Level 5 leaders in the study displayed the same kind of duality: modest yet willful, quiet yet fearless.
I think Lincoln is a great example of a Level 5 leader. Quiet but fierce, someone who has the humility and the soberness to really tackle some of the biggest challenges that we might face. Now, obviously, he had a unique place in history in this country's development and the ending of slavery and the Civil War. He had unique challenges. We don't all rise to that level of significance in our lives or in the impact of our leadership, but his example is a good one, and one that we should remember as we consider leadership in our own organizations. And we will face challenges. We will face perplexing difficulties of trying to unite our people, trying to motivate them, trying to clean up systemic problems, ridding ourselves of prejudices. You know, some of those same types of things on a smaller scale we will also be facing within our organizations. So we need to have that humility. We need to be fiercely committed to success and take ownership and responsibility for what happens within our organization. But as we have that level of humility, our people will look to us and they will appreciate that. We'll garner more trust and support from them. They'll see us as people of integrity, and that will help drive greater commitment to the vision that we share with our people.
If you're thinking that sounds like a rare combination of traits, you're right. Ironically, the drive that often propels people into level 4 leadership stands at odds with the humility required to rise to level 5, and too many companies reward extroverted style over substance. To help your company go from good to great, seek out the fierce but humble leaders you may have overlooked.
Yes, we need to look out for the fierce but humble leaders that are in our midst. And again, unfortunately, in many organizations, these people are overlooked because organizations are biased towards more extroverted types of leaders, people with charisma, people who may be more showy. And ultimately, the research shows that doesn't actually indicate quality or level of leadership at all. Yet that's kind of the bias that many people have towards who makes a good leader. So we need to look out for the humble but fierce. We need to reward those who really do make an impact, not just those who kind of put on the show. And we need to create an environment where the best level 5 leaders are promoted, where they have the opportunity to make their impact and ultimately drive transformation of our organization. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. As always, I hope you stay healthy and safe, that you can find meaning and purpose at work each and every day, and I hope you have a great week. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership: Ordinary Everyday Actions That Produce Extraordinary Results. Consider how the nature of work has shifted over the past 50 years. With increased globalization, rapid technological advancement, and the shift in economic composition, the average job of today looks very different than the average job of 50 years ago. What will the jobs and organizations of tomorrow look like? Moreover, what does this all mean for organizational leaders? What are the core competencies and capabilities of organizations and their leadership that are prepared for continued disruption and geopolitical and socioeconomic shifts? Regardless of what the future holds, increasingly, leaders need to be socially minded, data-driven, decisive, champions of talent, and disruptors of the traditional notions of leadership, teams, organizations, and work. The Alchemy of Truly Remarkable Leadership will help you to explore your own leadership competencies and capabilities and consider ways to apply and implement them into your workplace and personal life. Check out Human Capital Innovations magazine, Human Capital Leadership. Human Capital Leadership is a free, interactive e-magazine with the mission to help individuals, leaders, and organizations find innovative approaches to maximize their human capital potential. We publish issues quarterly in August, November, February, and May. Take a look at the latest issue and let us know what you think. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Human Capital Innovations Podcast. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.